Joseph Cosby is the director of music and organist at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in San Antonio. Good to have you here.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
I know that the Exeter Cathedral is well known, a beautiful, not only place, but a rich history since, about 600 years of this. And their choir, I'm sure, is quite busy, especially in high holidays and whatnot, but probably likes to get a little bit of a summer vacation like all of us. And so I imagine having choirs come in and do residencies and whatnot gives them a little bit of a break. And I was curious, is that sort of how this came about?
Yes. Most English cathedral choirs go on holiday in mid-July through August every year, and they're always men and boys choirs or men and girls choirs. And it's a great opportunity for other choirs, especially American choirs, to go over and sing in their place for a week.
Yeah, so not only will you be doing different services, will you give a concert there?
We are just doing services, actually, for the week. But our week is unique in that there are two feast days. Monday of the week will be treble voices only. And we're going to sing a Eucharist setting, a communion setting that week by Benjamin Britten, which was called the Missa Brevis in D major. And then on Thursday of the week, the men of the choir are going to do a Eucharist setting of Durafle's Messe Quum Jubilo.
Oh, very cool. So this is something where all sorts of folks not only just live there, but people really come and visit this place, don't they?
Yes, it's a beautiful place to visit. All of the English cathedrals are popular destinations for people either on spiritual pilgrimage or just out to see beautiful, beautiful things.
Yeah, and this will be a real treat. I mean, you guys are going to be performing in this amazing space. Not that St. Mark's isn't, you know, awesome, that it's just got it redone. But, I mean, this is really something, isn't it?
It's very, very unique to get to go and sing in a place where there's so much history and an uninterrupted cycle of music and daily prayer. So it's quite an experience.
Are there different things that you're looking forward to? I mean, obviously this is a very old organ. It's been redone in different places and whatnot. But I mean, again, the history of this, I mean, Samuel Wesley was one of the musicians here at Exeter.
Now, the organ is beautiful, of course, and it's very ancient. From the 1600s, 1700s, and then it's been updated over the years. And the choir area in the English cathedral, the choir, there's the singing choir, and then there's the physical choir, which is spelled with a Q. And the choir with a Q, where we're going to be singing, is very, very old. And we'll be standing in the spot, you know, where choristers have been singing for hundreds of years and literally walking in their footsteps.
Oh, wow. Well, I know you're planning a program this week in anticipation for this in July. What's on the program?
This Sunday afternoon, the 23rd, at 4 o'clock, we're going to be singing different things for our residency. We're going to do a setting of a Magnificat by Herbert Howells that's from the Collegium Regale service. It was written for King's College in Cambridge. We're going to do some pieces by Herbert Sumption. We're going to do some of the Durafle and the Britten, and just a wide variety of things that gives the people of San Antonio, and specifically the community at St. Mark's, an idea about what we'll be doing while we're gone.
Were there any particular, I mean, obviously these are Anglican services. Were there special things that you guys needed to brush up on or specific things that you were requested to do?
We were requested to sing, you know, the three Eucharist services for the feast days as well as the evensong services. Fortunately, St. Mark's is part of the Anglican tradition in music, and we sing a lot of this stuff on a weekly basis. So, you know, we get to sing things in Exeter that are maybe longer than what we would do in church. You know, an anthem that's 10 minutes long will be acceptable in England, but maybe not so much in the United States.
Oh, sure. Well, and both the adult choir and the youth choir going, right?
Yes, we're taking 65 singers, so it's a really, really exciting adventure, and especially for the youth choir, which is middle school through high school, to have this experience at such a young age, I think is something that will stick with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and as these services go on throughout the week, you'll get a chance to get to see a little bit of the countryside and be able to experience some English life too, right?
Yes, we're going a few days early to have sort of a pre-tour adventure in Oxford and in Cheltenham, some areas that are close to Exeter where we're going to be. And then Wednesday of the week we're singing, we get a day off, which is very kind of them. And so there are different tours arranged around the countryside, or if you just want to stay in Exeter and enjoy the life found in that beautiful city.
Oh, excellent. Well, we will look forward to a performance coming up Sunday afternoon there at St. Mark's Church at 4 o'clock. A whole program. I'm a big fan of the Elizabeth Post and Jesus Christ the Apple Tree. It's such a lovely tune. But you guys are singing all sorts of things, including during this centenary year, Benjamin Britten.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, Joe, it's great to see you, and we'll wish you a bon voyage on Sunday.
Thank you.